Hey, Tanner.
Hey.
Have you ever seen Diary of a Wimpy Kid Roderick Rules before?
Let's reel it in.
Did I need to add the before, or was that unnecessary?
Hmm?
How you feeling today, man?
I'm all right.
Good.
Truthfully, I'm a little frustrated right now. You want to tell him why or no? Or do you...
I came here without my laptop. I came here.
He came here thinking he wasn't talking about the movie today either.
Yeah.
He came here.
Yeah.
He came here in the mood to piss me off.
I love
this show now. I love that I'm so mad at you all the time.
Not intentionally. Yeah. I thought he was talking about the movie. I thought he had the list. He's like, you have the list. So I'm like, oh, I forgot my laptop. So I went back home. So we're starting a little bit late, but we're all here now.
But this is the earliest episode we've done for this season, at least.
I think ever.
No, we did a 10 o'clock one for Stuart Little. I remember we even talked about it. But, yeah, we usually do this at night. So I don't know if they can see the lights behind me.
I think we'll be good.
Okay, Gucci.
Gucci.
Hey, I have drinks. But before I do, I wanted to say a couple things. One, I think it was only the first episode where I said how much weight I was losing. I'm still losing weight. This used to be tight on me. Thank you.
Down 33 pounds. Folks.
33 pounds.
33 pounds, guys.
And so in the celebration of that and the fact that Ben got me kombucha twice, I wanted to give you something healthy that I've been drinking to help me lose weight. Is that okay?
That sounds great, man.
All right. Let me go get it for you.
Okay.
I'm going to take our mugs with, okay?
And fill them up?
Yes.
Am I not going to know what's in the cups until I drink it? Or like, okay. Just while we're congratulating Tanner on his weight loss, I weighed myself last night, and I just want to say that I have gained 20 pounds. 20 pounds in the last 6 months, I think. So he's going one way, I'm going the other way. But started riding my bike around a little bit, getting more active again. It's just when you're sitting down editing a podcast year-round, you can't get around that much, you know? When you got... He just filled up the cups with water from the sink.
I'm not done yet.
He's not done yet. But he walked over to the sink and he filled it with water. And now he's going in the fridge. He's pulling out lime juice? Lemon juice? Lemon juice? I've done this on the show already. I got us little lemon bottles of lemon juice before. And... it looks like, oh gosh, it's apple cider vinegar.
It is.
And lime juice.
All right, I'm back. So here's how I've been losing weight. I've been taking some hot water. I've been taking some hot water before I eat and after the last meal I eat every day. Mm. And 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar and 2 of lemon juice.
Okay.
So... that's what we're going to have as our drink today. He said he gained 20. You're going to lose 20. Ready?
He has measuring spoons.
Yes. 1 tablespoon.
1 tablespoon. All right. You put a hurting on that apple cider vinegar. That thing is almost empty.
Was
that a full bottle when you bought it?
Do you remember when we bought it for the bugs that I had in my room?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tanner had an open window and we couldn't close it. And there was bugs everywhere. So he put out little cups of apple cider vinegar everywhere. But what we didn't realize is that you need to put a little thing of plastic wrap on the top of it and poke holes in it so that they can't get back out.
Yeah.
They were just feasting on the apple cider vinegar and getting out just fine. So, didn't kill them. So, you pour the apple cider vinegar. This will kill me. And now he's pouring out a hefty serving of lime juice after...
lemon
juice after pretty much emptying that bottle of apple cider vinegar. Also, just want to get this out the way.
Yeah.
The word diary is strangely really hard for me to say. It always has been.
Diary?
Diary. I can say it now, but like Diary of a Wimpy Kid, I feel like I'm just not saying it right ever. I say like diary.
You know what word I don't think I say? You know what word I think is really hard to say? Is
this going
to
give me diarrhea?
No, it might. Is ask.
Ask?
Yeah, I used to be like, can I ask to go to the bathroom? And I feel like I'm always cursing.
Can I ask to go to the bathroom?
Oh. Wow. All right, man. Ready? Dink.
This is a hot mug.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I can't wait to see his face. I'm used to it now. Trust me. It sucks. Do you want me to get a garbage can?
No.
Okay, here we go. How is it?
Ooh, it's warm.
I think it's better warm than it would have been cold, though.
You know what's really funny, too, dude, is last week.
Ooh, that's going to, like.
It's got an aftertaste.
It's going to sit in my mouth for the rest of the episode.
Pretty much, yeah. Payback sucks for men. But
does it taste better than kombucha, though? That's the question.
No.
No.
No,
it doesn't.
I was going to say, I think we recorded it. I don't know if it was off camera or on camera. I don't remember. But I think I, like, at one point, like, looked over in the kitchen and saw the lemon juice and apple cider vinegar. Because we were recording late. And then after he was going to leave, I was just going to, like, go straight to bed and take whatever it was. And I think I saw it. And I was like, oh, I know what drink I'm doing next week.
It tastes like I just threw up. That's what it's
right?
like.
Right? It does.
Very acidic.
Very acidic, yeah.
In the back of my throat.
Dude. I'll tell you what. The first time I ever had it, I poured way too much. Like I used a cup. No, I had a lot of hot water, but I still put the same amount of stuff in there. I just looked at a video of, but it was like torture. I was like, I got it down this whole thing, and then I realized like, no, I have to only do a cup.
Yeah.
So,
I used apple cider vinegar when I had poison oak.
Poison oak?
Poison
when did you
oak.
Get poison oak?
I was doing landscaping.
What's the difference between poison oak and poison ivy?
Poison ivy grows from, like, the ground.
Okay.
And I believe poison oak is, like, viney stuff from trees.
Oh, okay.
So I was cutting down vines from this person's tree.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was poison oak.
Okay.
And they were just falling on me. I was, like, up in the tree, up in it, cutting it all down.
Mm-hmm.
And I have pictures. Maybe we can post it on the Instagram. I don't know if we do that or not.
We can if you
okay.
want.
Okay. Maybe. I don't know. But I was absolutely covered in poison oak. My neck, my face, my arms, my legs, my chest.
So poison ivy makes you itch a lot.
Poison oak makes you itch a lot too.
Okay.
It's
so
the same thing.
It's the same thing.
It's the
okay.
same thing, but
I didn't know if
it was
a different
terrible.
Reaction.
I had to go to the doctor's office and get steroids to calm it down.
Your whole body was swelled up or you just had it all on?
It was also my neck. It looked like I was taking steroids, but it looked like I had a roid neck. Like, it looked like Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
My neck was just big and red.
You think Vin Diesel's on roids?
100%.
Think so?
100%.
What about The Rock?
100%.
What about Schwarzenegger?
100%.
You think so? Because I think he's
literally said, I've taken steroids.
I thought he was the guy that admitted he's never done it. And it's all natural for him. I don't know.
I don't think you can get a body like that all natural. I really don't.
Do you remember when Facebook first came around and it was like, oh, you can like pages?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I like the Chicago Bears. Oh, yeah. I like
Minecraft.
Minecraft, yeah.
Iron Man.
I remember I was a big fan of John Cena. Or not John Cena. What am I saying? Jay Cutler.
Okay.
Football quarterback for the Bears around that time.
Yeah.
And I found his page. I didn't. I found a bodybuilder named Jay Cutler.
Named Jay Cutler.
And it says Tanner Reckledge likes Jay Cutler. And it wasn't the same Jay Cutler. And every time I'm like, man, Jay Cutler doesn't look as big on screen, like on TV. Because this guy had muscles. And
yeah,
I was like,
for sure.
So it just reminded me of that. That guy's definitely on roids.
Definitely on
I
roids.
I still follow that page today. And
you
I see it occasionally.
I just went through my Facebook liked pages and cleared a bunch out. And do you know what
do
one of those
know?
Pages were?
Which one?
It was Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Was it really?
It really was.
That was a good segue. Let's
it's
get into
a great
the movie.
Segue. Okay, so yeah.
Can I, real quick? I love this movie. I just want to say that.
I love
straight
this movie.
Forward. This is probably one of my favorite movies of 2011. Let's go. I'm ready.
One of your favorite movies of 2011?
Uh-huh. That's when it came out.
What's it competing against?
2011?
That doesn't sound that significant.
Well,
one of my
there's got to be other movies.
2011. You could have said one of my favorite movies from the early 2010s.
Okay. I was a kid. I don't know. 2009.
Like,
think
what
about
else
this.
Came out that year? Freaking
think about this.
Free
this,
Willy?
Free Willy. Think about this, though. 2011 was Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Roger Rules.
Mm-hmm.
8 years later, Endgame. Isn't that weird? That's a whole 8 years difference between the movies.
Yeah, that's how time works.
I'm saying it just feels like that's from a different
era.
Yeah, I felt like I was like eight when I saw that movie. I wasn't.
Pretty much from a different decade.
You know, same decade.
8 years.
It's the same decade.
8 years though. It's like almost
it's the same
a decade.
It goes by 10, dude.
directed by David Bowers.
Okay.
Don't know what else he's done.
He sang that song with Queen. David
that's
Bowie.
That's David Bowie. there's a biopic coming out called Moon Age Daydream. About
David Bowie
coming out in IMAX.
I don't know any David Bowie song besides that one with Queen.
Moon Age Daydream, oh yeah. I don't even think that's David Bowie.
I don't even know what that song is.
No, that is David Bowie. I'm sorry, that is Whoa. Calm down, guys. I know my David Bowie.
He's the guy that played guitar at Woodstock, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's Jimi Hendrix. Go ahead.
He's the guy who held his kid over the railing, right? No, that's Michael Jackson.
That's Michael Jackson.
Came out 2011.
Okay. Great. It was my favorite movie in 2011.
rated PG for prepubescent Greg.
Golly. Oh, that honestly, that's good. Prepubescent that's Greg. Probably the best one we've done.
Thanks, babe.
Baby. what time is your watch say? Go ahead. It's always dead.
It's dead. Yeah. Dead. The day that this is charged is the day that I'll probably be married and get my life together. I'm going to summarize now.
Okay. Let me get the timer going. Nope. Yeah. Not yet.
Like I said, I wasn't ready to do the talking this episode. So this is especially off the cuff.
Good luck because this movie is everywhere at some points.
A little bit.
So, okay. 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Five minutes of Freddy's. And go.
Go.
Movie starts out. I'm thinking of the first one. Movie starts out.
Roller rink.
At the roller rink, seventh grade bash. Greg Heffley is trying to get with the new girl, Holly Hills, and they're skating around, and she keeps going, he keeps getting closer and closer to her. The slow dance is happening, and then right when he's about to tap her on the shoulder, Roderick busts on the DJ table and starts going wicka 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 what, playing like rocking music. And Mama Heffley calls over the speaker and she's like, "Greg, stay calm. Your dad is coming to get you." And then the dad goes onto the roller rink and picks him up, carries him off. He's like, "I'm sorry. I know.
Yeah.
And that's how the movie starts. And then after that, they're at school.
Yep.
And he's trying to find a new desk to sit in.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. He's finding a new desk to sit in, and there's one open right next to Holly Hills, and he goes sit next to it, but freaking Patty Jenkins is the person who runs Star Wars?
I don't know.
No, that's somebody else. Anyway, steals the seat from him, and he's like, "I want this seat." She's like, "I want this seat." The professor, or not the professor, that's college. The teacher is like, "What are you guys fighting over?" He's like, "What's your name?" He said, "My name's Greg Heffley." He's like, "Brother of Roderick Heffley?" He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "You get to sit right in front of the class right behind me."
320.
Then after that, they go home, and the mom is all like, "You guys need to be better brothers. You guys need to love each other and hang out more." And Roderick's like, "Nah." And Greg's like, "Nah." And they're like, "We're going out for the weekend." Mom, dad, Manny, they're out of there. And then so they have the house to themselves. And Roderick and Greg are like, "Well, we're throwing a party, right?" Roderick's like, "Yeah, I'm throwing a party." So they get ready for the party. And then Roderick locks Greg in the basement.
Yep.
How sad.
I know. Terrible.
Claustrophobia central right there. He can't get out. He's trapped.
Yeah.
Mom calls. She's like, "Hey, how's it going, boys?" And Roderick's like, "Yeah, we're fine." Then Greg's on the other line in the basement like, "I'm not fine. I'm in the basement." And then so he has to come up out of the basement. And then they party together.
Mm-hmm.
Rowley is there also.
Yep.
He was there to save Greg, but he got locked in the basement too. Rowley, Greg, Roderick, all locked.
Sorry.
Sorry. It's okay. Bless you, Donald. they're partying together, taking pictures of the party, having a great time. And they start bonding because of it.
Yeah.
And they make a pact to not tell anybody. But the mom smells something in the air when when there's not a lock on the bathroom door. She's like, I know something's wrong. Roderick, what happened? He's like, "Nothing, man. Like, I never locked that bathroom door." He's like, "If I knew that there's a lock in that door, I'd have locked it so many times. Greg's walked in on me pooping so many times, Mom."
Mm.
She's like, "Well, then I'll just ask your brother the same thing." She goes upstairs, asks Greg, and he spills his guts out to the mom, kind of. He says, "It wasn't a party, though. It's like a band rehearsal." And then he says, "Mom, you can't tell Roderick.
Minute
I told 30. You, though, because then he's never going to – we're never going to get along. He's going to hate me. Our kids aren't going to know each other. We're going to be totally separated and isolated from each other." And the mom's like, "Fine. If I let this slide, will you guys be okay?" He's like, "Yeah." And then Roderick and Greg bond. And they go out together. They go out to the gas station, put vomit on people's cars, and then the gym teacher chases them around, and they bond. And it's a great time.
Mm-hmm.
parents having dinner over. They're going to go look through the pictures on the camera. And there's little figurines that the dad does, the little Civil War reenactment. Open the TV. Open the camera. They open the TV. Open the camera. And then there's just pictures from the party everywhere.
He says parents having dinner over.
Parents are having guests over.
For dinner.
For dinner.
Go on. Continue. 40 seconds.
They get found out. They get broken apart. They're angry at each other. They break up. All right. They break up as friends. They're still brothers.
Yeah.
And Roderick gets banned from the talent show where he was going to play with his band. 25 banned
seconds.
From the band. And he's all upset at Greg and starts doing terrible, awful stuff to him. Fast forward a little bit. Skip over the grandparent whatever thing where they feud with each other. They go to the Battle of the Band 13. Thing / talent show. And Greg says, Rowley, you need a partner. Mom, if I do this magic show with Rowley, will Roderick play? They have a good time, and Roderick appreciates Greg, and they love each other. Bye.
I told you it was going to be everywhere. Look at this guy. He's napping now.
What? We got to tell that story.
Yeah, we will.
Me.
Tanner, you want to do it now? Go ahead.
Andrew. Phoenix gonna make it.
Do you want me to get you a real drink while you're telling this story?
No.
All right. Sounds good. I was gonna be nice.
No, I don't need your charity. We went to see a Spider-Man More Fun Edition, and there was a group of kids behind us that literally took up two rows.
Yeah.
Literally took up two rows, and they were all middle school boys, and they were
obnoxious,
rambunctious. Yeah. And then so whenever something would happen, they'd like. In the movie, small, minute thing, they'd make a big deal about it, be super loud.
Yep.
And it was kind of annoying for the first little bit.
To the point where Ben went and got someone to say, hey, you need to calm them down.
Having worked at the movie theater, I'm like, I've never been able to do this. I've always been the person who's been approached saying, hey, there's a group of kids in the movie theater. Can you kick them out? So I thought.
Did you tell them to kick them out?
No, I just said, there's a group of kids in there. I know, like. You gotta see them acting rambunctious or whatever to kick them out, but just keep an eye on them because they're being very disruptive and there's people shushing them and they're not listening.
Yeah.
So then somebody from the theater came in, told them to be quiet.
Like 10, 15 minutes later.
Yeah, which is good because if I just walked in and then somebody walked in after me, they would have known it was me.
That's a good point.
I would never walk in right away after the other
person. That's a
really
good point.
I would wait 10, 15 minutes to go back in. Then they were pretty much quiet for the first half of the movie. And then Toby and Andrew got there, and they started freaking out and making all these noises. And Tanner's like, you know what? I'm going to get involved.
Well, it was really funny when they first saw Andrew, because Andrew showed up first, and they're making all these loud
Andrew
noises.
Andrew Garfield, not Andrew Morales.
Yeah, not Andrew Morales from Talk Time. and so then I'm like, that's pretty funny. And we're like, at this point, like, we kind of like aren't too annoyed with them anymore.
No.
They were good for the whole movie. And I mean, the parts where you're supposed to be hyped, they did,
which
I'm like, I love that. That reminds me of when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
So then I thought that was really funny. So then when Toby came on screen, I think I was the first one who did it too. I think I came in really early.
Yeah.
But like
Toby Maguire hadn't even walked out of the portal yet.
Yeah.
And Tanner just goes, oh.
I go like, oh.
And the movie theater's dead quiet. And then people got involved and started cheering and stuff like that. But he started cheering way too soon. And then so that was funny. But because we ought to get back to the
we should get
this movie. One more thing though, it was
it's
at the very end when Tom Holland goes back into the coffee shop and sees Zendaya, like when they don't remember each other.
Yeah.
And
this part made me cry.
These kids are quiet in the back for the most part. I don't know why they said it'd be quiet. Other than like them sniffing, not all the
when Aunt
parts.
May died, like, it's like a collective like a
whenever something
symphony
would happen, they'd start sniffing really loudly. That was funny, but it was pretty quiet in the theater. Everybody was kind of sad just because of that part of the movie. And then Tom Holland's like, "I just want a coffee," and Zendaya said, "Okay." And then she goes over and gets a donut for somebody
for
else,
Ned.
But it doesn't look like that right away. It looks like she's getting him a donut.
Yeah,
just one kid from behind us just said. Asked for a coffee, not a donut. And like, it was just so quiet.
Why. That made me
and
cry laughing.
The theater was laughing because we all heard it.
Yes, he asked for a coffee.
He asked for a coffee, not a donut.
Yeah. All right, let's get back to Roger Grills. That was a really funny story,
Fun facts.
Yes.
Devin Bostick, or Bostick,
Roderick.
Hashtag my Roderick.
Oh, my Roderick. Yeah, hashtag, not my Roderick.
Hashtag not my Roderick. The other guy. Hashtag,
oh my
this
gosh.
Is my Roderick.
We should do that. Oh, I wasn't a teenager when that came out.
I was. I was in high school. I was. A
Doesn't
junior.
Count.
Okay.
I say here real quick. Here's our new rule. All right, write in stone. 12 and under is how old we had to be.
No,
to watch
when
these
the
movies.
New Darwin Pickett movie came out, that
I,
wasn't
I'm saying
like
for any future movie that we do, we have to be 12 and under.
Stop.
Because a teen is a teen.
Stop. Devin Bostick learned to play drums for the movie.
He didn't do too good.
He didn't do too good, but I think that was part of it. He's not a good drummer. It's not a good band.
No.
So he did good, and he committed
Excuse
to
me.
Not being good.
What did you just say about the band? You said it's not a good band?
It's not a – it's not a good
band. They have a YouTube page.
We have a YouTube page.
We're pretty good. Okay.
Oh, man. Okay. And then Lane McNeil, who plays Patty, that was actually her voice.
Lane? What's her name?
Lane.
L-A-N-E?
L-A-I-N-E.
Okay.
Lane McNeil.
Okay.
That was her actual voice? Her voice when she was singing on the talent show.
Bro, I was cracking up. You know what song that's from?
Cats.
That's from Cats. Yeah.
Cats the
I
musical.
Was cracking up. The
Yeah,
the
yeah.
new one.
Did you ever see the butthole cut of Cats?
The what?
The butthole cut.
What?
When
did they make
when they have all the cats have buttholes
from the movie?
From the movie?
No,
man.
The butthole cut. I hate that.
Changed my life.
yeah.
The young rich couple that adopt Greg.
Yes.
Are the same couple from the Foot horror movie. Same actors.
Oh really?
Yep.
Oh.
Same
okay.
people. So they probably filmed that all in one day.
Probably. They're like, we need these actors for something.
And,
who,
then,
and who knows who they are.
Yeah. And not relating to the movie specifically, but Diary of a Wimpy Kid has 16 books.
Currently.
In the series, with the 17th called Diaper Overload coming this October.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Diaper Overload. And it's like D-I-P-E-R, and then the O's like had the little
band.
Dots over them. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Diaper Overload.
17 books, dude. Not including the movie book.
They've been around for more than a decade.
Yeah.
Did you read the books growing up?
I love these books growing
Me
up.
Me too. I think I had the first six,
I
and
was,
then I dropped
yeah.
off.
I was looking at the books.
Here's
a
trying
lot. To figure out where I dropped off. And I
You
think,
should read them all in order, and I'll tell you when. We should tell each other when we dropped off. All
right, ready? We'll do it.
Okay.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Roderick Rules. Last Straw. Dog Days.
Mm-hmm.
Ugly Truth, Cabin Fever.
I didn't read Cabin Fever.
All right, I did. Third Wheel, I read that. Hard Luck, read half of that, and that's where I dropped off.
Okay.
And then there's The Long Haul.
Which old. They skipped. So they went from Diary of a Wimpy Kid 1, Roderick Rules, Last Straw, and then they just, wait.
No, what they did
they
was.
They did Dog Days.
They did Wimpy Third. Kid, Roderick Rules, and then incorporated Last Straw into
With
Dog Days.
Days.
And then skipped to The
like
Long Haul.
Five books yeah. to get to The Long Haul.
And then Old School, The Getaway, The Meltdown, Wrecking Ball, The Deep End, Big Shot, and then Diaper Overload.
The last few books, dude, sound like they're not even tied to the actual books.
Wrecking Ball? Yeah, I don't know
what
that one's about. But if there's 17 books and each one takes place a school year, that's 17 years of school. I know some of them take place in the summer and winter break.
Do some of them take place in high school?
So they take place in middle school and high school. Do they take place in college now?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know either. What are they going to do? Because I think
what's Greg going to do?
I remember the first book, it was very
this
like.
Boys in college still writing in a diary.
If I can remember correctly, the books laid out from like September all the way to like May.
I don't know, dude.
I don't know either. But yeah, the books are really good. But the movies. Different story.
Different story.
Especially Long Haul. Me and Andrew went to go see that in theaters.
You really?
Yeah, in like 2017.
Oh, man.
I have pictures because I have them like in my Snapchat memories.
Yeah, man.
And we're like, it's here. The moment has come. It's a Long Haul.
Long Haul. So I've only seen clips of the Long Haul from like when my little sister watched it at home.
It's so bad.
And it looks pretty bad.
It's so bad.
It looks pretty bad.
Because the thing is, what's his name? Gordon. What's his name?
I don't know. The kid who plays Greg.
The kid who plays Greg. I forgot his name. Zachary Gordon.
Zachary
Gordon.
Gordon.
Zachary Gordon did good because he was wimpy. Like, but in the first one, or in The Long Haul, sorry, the kid is just straight up annoying. Like,
Wait, you mean in the long haul?
Here's a good example. The first three with Zachary Gordon.
Yeah.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Roderick Rules, and
Dog Days.
Things happen to him.
Yeah.
Things always happen to him, and that's where he's considered wimpy, is because things happen to him, and it's out of his control.
Yeah, he wimps.
And so he's trying to act like a normal kid, but unfortunately, like this, the roller skating scene, like
yeah.
His dad came out to get him. He had no control over that.
Yeah.
In Long Haul, the first opening scene is he like jumps into like picture like a McDonald's like play ball set or whatever, ball pit, and then he like sees a diaper on his hand. Now Zachary Gordon would be like, I got to get this away from me.
Yeah.
This kid goes, It's a diaper. He's like drawing attention to himself. I'm like, you're a piece of crap, kid. Whoever hired that kid is stupid.
Yikes.
And Rowley is in it for 2 minutes. And Roderick,
not my Roderick.
You want to see an emo face boy? Look at that guy.
But remember the video came out where he watched the trailer. He watched trailer.
He's like, oh, he didn't know I made another one. that was so funny.
He's like, oh, they made another one. He's like, this guy looks great. And we're all like, oh.
He's like, oh, so I guess I'm not in it, guys. It's so funny.
Good stuff.
We need to get to this movie. Sorry, we're only talking about the other stuff.
Yeah. So do you want to talk about your then and now?
Yeah, sure. So then I thought this movie was hilarious. In 2011, I thought it was so funny. Mm-hmm. It was the funniest movie I've seen in 2011.
That's really good.
But like, a lot. Going from the first one, because the first one I watched when I was in like sixth grade, mm-hmm. and I was actually in seventh grade. I was the same age as Greg when these movies came out.
Were you?
I was.
I thought I was.
Mm-mm, bro.
I was 10.
2010. How old were you in 2010 when the first one came out?
That's seventh grade.
You were born in 2000 what?
2000.
You were 10 years old, dude. You were not in 7th grade.
Was I in 6th grade?
You probably were in 4th or 5th, dude.
My sister's 12 right now, and she's in 7th grade. So I would have been in 5th grade.
Yeah. So
close enough.
I was in 6th grade when the first one came out. I was in 7th when the second one came out. And I don't even know what year. I was probably a freshman or a late 8th grader.
You were a late bloomer.
No, I wasn't. But I love the movie, and I felt like I could really relate to him, because I wanted to be really cool in school, but I just was straight up not. If you're watching this from my middle school or high school, you knew I just straight up wasn't.
Were you more of a Greg or more of a Rowley?
Greg, for sure.
I was definitely more of a Rowley.
I had friends who I treated as Rowley. I'm not.
Oh man,
it was a bummer. Yeah. It was a bummer. Yeah. But, and I thought it was all about. Do I want to get personal? I had.
Go for it, man.
I had a journal. After when I read the book, I think we all did. And did you draw pictures and stuff?
Yeah, I totally did.
Can I? Oh gosh, I'm gonna do it. It's hilarious. I had a journal entry from my sixth grade. It's here in my apartment. I don't know where it's in storage somewhere.
Yeah.
But I found it when I moved in. I was unpacking everything, I had a journal in sixth or seventh grade, and basically it was like the same thing. It was like Monday. Underlined, and then like the prompt,
totally.
And then the picture under it.
Totally.
And then Tuesday,
yeah.
The line, and then the thing. And there's one page. It is so funny. If I find it, it said Monday. Today I got a girlfriend. Her name was Janice. It's not her name. I don't want to disclose it. I'll just say it's Janice though. It said Monday. Today I got a girlfriend.
Janice, her name is my Twinkie.
Her name is Her name is Janice. She's really sweet, but she's a little fat. And then it's like a picture of us. It's a picture of us at like looking at each other at our lockers and a big heart around us.
Okay.
And then Tuesday, today me and Jessica broke up. And it's the same drawing. It's just like a cracked heart and we're going the other way.
Jessica or Janice?
Oh, God dang it. I said her name. God dang it.
It was seventh grade. It's fine. It was seventh grade.
It was really funny.
If people know you, they could have gotten Jessica from Janice.
Yeah. There's actually... Oh my gosh, dude! This movie. I don't know if you can tell. These movies really meant a lot to me.
For sure.
Me too. There's a picture that's like my first Facebook profile picture of me smile, looking all dorky and ugly with no beard or glasses or anything. Yeah. And if you pay attention, like I'm holding a book on the side of my arm. It was that journal.
Oh really?
For sure. Yeah.
Dang. Yeah.
I did like a mock thing where it was. I'm very embarrassed by this. It was called, I was like, oh, it's I like pretend I create it. So I call it Journal of a Loser.
Journal of a Loser.
Isn't that dumb?
What was mine? I gave mine a name too. Like,
did you really?
Diary. Oh,
thank God I'm not alone. Diary of Ben.
Was something like that.
Diary of a Ben.
I think it was. No, I think I called myself an awesome kid. Diary of an awesome kid.
Well, today I woke up feeling awesome.
Did you know? Maybe there's 17 books right now because there's a Rowley version.
Oh, I did see that.
Diary
That's weird.
Of a wimpy kid.
Rowley book. Oh man, yeah, I've seen them in stores too. I think it's weird.
Wimpy Rowley book. Yeah. What is it? What's it called? Give it to me.
Oh no,
that one's called Diary of an Awesome Kid.
Rowley's?
Diary of an Awesome Friendly Kid. Rowley Jefferson's Journal.
Oh my gosh.
It's Diary of an Awesome Friendly Kid, Rowley Jefferson's Journal. That's the title.
How many books has he had? Just one?
Just one.
Okay.
Just one.
That was like when they made Shrek 2, and then now they're all making these Puss in Boots shows. Or
bro.
Movies. I don't even care about them.
Puss in Boots is going to be awesome. The first one was really good.
Oh, I don't even care.
First one was
very
good.
That's Orlando Bloom, right?
Holy crap. There's so many of these.
What?
Rowley books.
No, there's not just one?
Rowley Jefferson's Awesome Friendly Spooky Stories. Rowley Jefferson's Awesome Friendly Adventure. I think that's it.
Whoa.
And then the Spanish version, Diario de Rowley, un chico super genial. Super genial. Ahora hablo yo.
Dude,
this journal is mine.
This is weird because after Diary of a Wimpy Kid came out, I remember like a ton of those kind of like, oh, it's from a kid's perspective.
For sure.
Book came out because no kid is writing a novel. You know, unless you're
Anne Frank.
See Thomas Howell from The Outsiders.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen that movie?
The Outsiders?
Yeah.
I love Outsiders.
We gotta do that movie one
day.
We
should do that one.
What
movie do we want to knock off to do Outsiders?
Am I
joking?
Yeah, we'll have to do it sometime. But
next week?
No.
Right
now. But okay, so that was my den. I was very attached to these movies.
Yes.
Very attached. I like pretending. I'm like, who's my friend in real life that can be my Rowley? Who's the crush? That's the Holly Hills and stuff like that. What's my dad? What's my brother and stuff like? And I remember it really just cemented some sort of like, oh, like I care about my life. I care about the people around me.
What's it sounds, now?
Huh? He just doesn't care about my dad. Now I look back and I'm like, oh, that was a good movie. It was really funny. I felt like it was really funny for its time. I remember I thought it was really
Yeah, especially
really funny.
The dad. I love the dad.
Some of the line delivery. Yeah, dude. Steve Zahn is the perfect dad for that role. But some of the line deliveries are just so funny to me.
I know I talk about hot moms a lot. I'll say hot parents. How about that?
All right, dude.
So I'm not talking about just
the both. You think both parents are hot?
Hot mom.
You think both parents are sexy?
I think Greg has hot parents, and he knows it. This movie made me cry. First movie to ever make me cry.
Oh, you told me this off air, I think.
First movie.
Is the brother thing.
To ever make me cry, and it was when they were on the staircase, and Roderick was told that he couldn't go to the Battle of the Bands, whatever thing.
Damn show.
It was just so sad. It was so freaking sad to me.
Yeah.
And I cried in the movie theater. Wild times. I have a playlist. You're being vulnerable. I'll be vulnerable.
Okay.
Vulnerable. Diary. I have a playlist on Spotify of songs that have made me cry.
Do you really?
I feel like I should make
number one. Exploding diaper.
Bro, back to that later. I'll tell you now. I thought it was Exploded Diaper.
You would think.
Exploding diaper. I was looking at the subtitles and I'm like, this is wrong.
There's a scene in the movie too where they're like, dude, what should we play? What should we play? Diaper Dad. Or they just came up with different, like all their songs are around the name of
somebody
the band.
Farted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But all the songs that they have are around the band name. So Exploding Diaper is just
beautiful.
Same
beautiful.
One of them.
But I should make a playlist of movies that have made me cry. I should.
You should.
That'd be an interesting list to look through.
I bet.
Velveteen Rabbit. Have you seen The Velveteen Rabbit?
No. What's that?
Bro.
Velveteen?
The Velveteen Rabbit is the saddest movie I have seen in my entire life.
I don't even know what that is.
It's like one of those cartoon and real life movies, but like, it's kind of like Winnie the Pooh.
Okay.
Where like the boy goes into the land of the book.
Oh, okay. But what, like, is it kind of like Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Is Who Framed Roger Rabbit with real people and cartoon?
Yeah.
Is it like that?
It's kind of like that, but not, it does, there's not a lot of that in it, but it does exist in the movie.
Okay.
Which is strange.
Yeah.
But, yeah, dude, movie made me cry when I was a kid, but I love this movie, and because it made me cry, I think this movie is fantastic, and I'm probably really biased toward it, but it made me laugh, made me fun. Roderick reminds me of my older cousin.
Okay.
For better or for worse.
Yeah.
But I could, like, attach myself as Greg to this Roderick person.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Roderick reminded me of my cousin.
Yeah.
I have an older cousin.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, dude. They even, like, look alike.
Do they?
Really do. Yeah. So that was my then. My now. I watched it this morning to keep it fresh in my brain. And I didn't cry. The part that actually got me choked up wasn't the scene on the staircase. It was when
the rally about the magic show.
It was when
mom was talking to Greg.
Mom
about
was talking to Greg. Like,
that got me too.
You would
do
this for your brother, and I'm like,
dude,
dang, that's good stuff, man.
Yeah,
that's good stuff.
Oh yeah,
it choked me up a little.
It
bit.
It did too. I'm not truthfully. It did. It was good.
I'm glad to know that this movie still made me feel something. other than the giggles, than little Greg Heffley running around in his little brookies across the retirement home.
There's a lot. Tom. There's a lot of, like, he was in a girl's bathroom and, like,
I know
he could have got arrested.
Nah, he's a little wimpy kid. But imagine being in your underwear, being beaten up by grandmas.
Yeah,
like half naked.
Trying to avoid the love of your life. Had it happen. I've had that.
And
happen.
Your older brother has it all on tape.
Yeah, that sucks too.
Quotes.
Deny.
Deny.
Deny. Is that the only quote you have?
No.
Okay, good. I was like, golly.
Greg's talking to Roderick. He's like, I kind of want to write her a note talking about Holly Hills. And then Roderick says, like, one with words on it? What other kind of note, Roderick?
Yeah, what? A math equation?
A math equation? 2 + 2 equals you and me. Or 1 + 1 equals you and me. Have you used that before?
No.
You haven't used that math love
no
letter? Dude, that was
1 + 1 equals you and me.
Yeah, that was so popular when I was in middle school.
I don't know what you mean.
You and, or is it you plus me equals, no, it was 1 + 1 equals you and me.
It was I cup, spell I cup.
I see you. Oh, you got me.
ID 10, idiot.
What? Oh, 1D10T.
1D10T, yeah.
1D10T.
We need to
and
move on.
And then the dad says, we need to keep going. The dad says, I'm going upstairs to a bathroom with a lock on it, and no one can tell me that it doesn't. It's great.
Dude, we need to talk about him, dude. The dad is so funny.
He's funny. I've seen him in, like, Adam Sandler comedies, but
Adam Sandler?
He's in a couple.
Really?
He's in a couple of those. He might be in Billy Madison. I don't remember.
I was exposed
to
him.
Happy Gilmore. One of those two.
I was exposed to him in Daddy Daycare with Eddie Murphy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He was a quirky, like, guy that he worked with.
He voices somebody, too. Some, like, animated character.
Yeah, he voices. Oh, wait. No, he doesn't. I'm thinking of someone else. Oh, he was in Stuart Little. He was the cat.
He was Monty. He was Monty and Stuart Little.
Yep.
That's what it is.
I was going to say he was in Brother Bear playing one of the moose or deer or whatever. But
really?
It's not. That's Rick Moranis.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Who,
and
like,
Joaquin
completely,
Phoenix.
Was it really Joaquin Phoenix?
Joaquin Phoenix voices the bear. How crazy is that?
What?
Yeah, dude.
The main bear?
The main bear. That's Joaquin Phoenix.
What?
Legitimately. Wouldn't lie to you, bro.
That is crazy.
He's the
really
bear. Yeah.
He plays a Native American man.
He plays a Native American man. Are you more upset about that or that he plays a bear?
I didn't call him an Indian.
Oh, he's not in a cupboard.
Okay.
He's
not in a cupboard.
I also have when Roderick locks Greg in the basement, Greg says, Roderick. And then Roderick from the other side of the door goes, Greg.
Yeah.
And then kicks the door.
Yeah.
That was funny. All right. Next quote. Can it, Chunky Cheese? Beautiful. People ever call you Chunky Cheese growing up?
No, they call me Big Fat Idiot.
Okay. I 1D10T. I'm sorry, Mrs. Gilman, but my mom isn't in the house right now.
Yeah.
I thought that was genius as a kid. As a wee young 10-year-old, good stuff.
Speaking of the mom, I like that.
The little dances.
She was doing like a play on Mrs. T or I'm a Little Teapot.
I'm a little teapot. Yeah. Hot parents.
Okay,
dude.
Go on.
Greg walks past Holly. He goes,
"Hey, Holly."
She says, "Hey Fregley." And then the gym teacher walks past.
Well, he goes, "She thinks I'm Fregley?"
Yeah. Greg says, "She thinks I'm Fregley." And then the gym teacher walks past and he goes, "It's got to hurt." And then, speaking of the gym teacher, when Roderick and Greg are playing pranks on him at the gas station, he goes, "You mess with the wrong athlete. I am a superstar." And then he says, "What do you say?" He gets stuck. He says, "Dang it, carbs or something."
Yeah,
like
he's
that.
Like, "Oh, I hate carbs." Yeah,
I hate carbs. Traumatizing scale.
One.
One.
Yep.
I put a one also.
What's your scene?
Just because it made me cry.
Okay, two. Actually, I'll give it two then. One is from when he's running around in his underwear. I felt that.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Two was the same scene. He was in the bathroom, the ladies' bathroom, and then all of a sudden he's looking through the hole, and then like an eye just shows up out of nowhere. Yeah. He's like, "Ah!"
Did the foot scare you as a kid? Like watching them watch the foot?
No.
No?
No, I thought it was funny.
I think it kind of freaked me out a little bit, too.
A little bit?
Just like when the pinky toe goes in the nose and starts screaming. It's like, ooh.
They made some puns in that, too. I'm trying to remember them, though, but they were really funny. Do you remember?
In the movie?
In the foot movie.
Oh, yeah, like, "You got to trim your toenails."
Yeah, whatever. Like,
and he walks up to the bed. "What are you saying?" Brushing his teeth.
"Your feet are so cold."
"Oh, what?
So
cold. Did you just kick me?"
Yeah, did you just kick me or something like that?
Yeah.
The picture that's on the wall in that is like, "Look at his foot," or something like that.
Where'd his foot go?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think maybe this is a false memory, but I think I watched this movie and saw the foot and then wrote a short story, like fleshing out the rest of the movie. I think that's one of the first screenplays I ever wrote. Well, screenplays, but I think it's one of the first things I ever wrote.
How did the foot kill him at the end?
No, they got out. They definitely got out. They definitely escaped the foot.
Okay.
I don't know how they killed it. This definitely happened. How did they kill the foot?
I don't know.
I think they put it in a blender. I think, and they closed it. Yeah.
Foot juice.
Yeah, that's all I remember. But movie started my screenwriting career. And then, yeah, 1 out of 5.
The mask made you want to be an actor. I remember you told me that once.
It did. Really did. So, do you hear something's going to make you upset?
Yeah. Oh, the Rotten Tomatoes?
47%.
No.
47%. And now the audience score is only a little bit higher, like 60-something. I don't remember exactly.
That's so weird to me, man.
We love
this
movie.
Which one was your favorite? 1, 2, or 3?
2.
2? Okay.
This one's top tier. Top tier quality.
Top tier humor for me. Mm-hmm. I really like the story in the first one a lot.
Yeah.
I like the whole rally. And
I think Greg. Dawkins was pretty good, too. I don't remember it too much.
I don't remember too. I just remember the dad was in it, but I don't remember.
47% is really low.
It is really low.
Now,
that's considered a bad
movie. If we want to be unbiased and remove the nostalgia from the movie and think about it that way for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, screw that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
Don't. Then don't
do it.
The movie
put the nostalgia in us.
Yeah.
Okay. We didn't do that. The movie did that.
I give it an 80.
80%?
80. That's my Rotten Tomato.
Okay.
It's a great movie.
I would give it a standing ovation for the remarkable Rowley and Greg the Great.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I liked. Here's something else I noticed, too, because the book is very much like Monday in September. Mm. It's like, this is what happened this day, and then Tuesday it goes into the main plot of the movie.
Yeah.
And I like how they do it with these movies, where they're like, all right, like, I lied to Mom about something. Well, I guess now I'm going to learn not to lie. So then it shows scenes like the grandpa's, like, at his birthday or whatever, and he's being honest, and then, like, the next one's, like, she's outside and stuff like that, because those parts are in the book. They're just random throughout the book.
Yeah,
and I like how they're, like, we're not just going to center on the main plot of the story, which is between Greg and Roderick and the whole brother feud. They're nice. They're not anymore.
Yeah.
I like how they're, like, we still need to add, like, some random things.
The parents had a pretty good part to play in the movie. Like, they're a pretty vital part of the plot.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like how much Rowley wasn't in this. I thought it was.
Fine.
Yeah,
that's fine. He was in the first one a lot. The first one was about them too. So.
Where does that girl go?
Yeah, Chloe, what's her face?
Martinez?
Something like that.
The girl who was hiding under the bleachers.
Yeah, what's her name?
I thought when I was a kid, I thought she lived there.
She just when I was a kid, I was very attracted to her.
You've told me that before. You've also told me that about the girl from
Chloe Grace Moretz.
You also told me about the girl from Bridge to Terabithia that you liked.
Can you tell I have a type?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Holly then? Did you like Holly? She was young and blonde.
She's a very attractive woman now, but she just wasn't
she's
my
like
type.
25, I think.
She's 25. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, but she's just
she's mid.
She's mid for you. She's mid. She yeah. What
one of what, God's
Peyton,
beautiful creations? We're
List,
like kind of mid.
Is too mid for me.
Peyton List. Yeah.
I'm already dating.
She
and
stuff
already
now.
Date,
have
I'm already
we seen
dating
her?
A woman who has a whose first name starts with P?
Like your girlfriend?
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
the same
yeah,
name.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait. Has Peyton List been in anything else? Did
is
any
it,
of those
it,
actors?
Is it Peyton List or Page List?
Peyton with an E.
What if it was Page List?
Page List?
Like a page list? Like a list on a page?
Yeah, cute.
That'd be
so,
funny.
No.
Peyton List, yeah.
Has any of those actors been in anything else? I actually saw a TikTok where.
Chloe Grace Moretz?
No, any of the actors from these movies. Are they in anything else? Besides the bigger name, like Steve Zahn.
I mean, the kid who played Chirag Gupta from Jesse.
Yeah.
And then Peyton List, also from Jesse. They're like big Disney Channel
oh,
stars.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It was like.
I
was
never
like,
saw that.
Yeah,
show.
It was like them three. Well, it was them two. And then with. Who's the kid that died really young from Jesse?
Oh, I know who you're talking. He had a lot of freckles on his face.
Yeah. It was like them three.
Oh, okay.
Jesse really was like.
Oh, I never saw that show. I know what you're talking about, though. That's a girl from
Deb
Sweet
Ryan?
Life.
Deb Ryan.
On deck. Debbie Ryan.
Wife of the drummer from 21 Pilots.
Really?
Yeah.
He's married to her?
They have a kid together.
What?
How crazy is that?
That is pretty crazy.
Wild stuff. That's
the last
movie.
Disney show that I watched.
You're done. That's
was
the movie.
Sweet Life on Deck, and I didn't even like it.
You're done. That's the movie. Good stuff, guys.
What'd you say your top roommate was?
A standing ovation for the Remarkable Riley and Greg the Great.
What's the number? I need a number.
I'm not giving a number this time.
Yeah, you are. That's the show. Don't change everything here.
No.
You change everything here.
What were my scores like when the show first started?
You like 8 out of 10 how do you fried worms.
Okay. So out of a 10-minute standing ovation, this was...
I like this. Okay.
This was a... I'll be fair.
Fair? No, be honest.
I'm being honest and fair.
Okay.
This was like a 7.5-minute standing ovation. Out of a 10-minute standing ovation.
I'll take it. 7.5.
75%.
Okay.
But in my heart, like 90.
Okay. That's good.
Okay. Next week.
What do
we
got?
First of all, we don't thank you guys enough.
Thank you.
Thanks for watching the episode. For
thank
watching
you.
This was a longer one, but we had a good time.
Yeah.
And we hope you had a good time,
too. We hope you did, too. Yeah.
We hope that people are actually listening. We could be putting this out and nobody.
Matt Fulton. Do you want to point at that one and say our other fan?
Andrew Morales.
Love
we
you
got
guys.
Two guys.
We appreciate you guys a lot.
Next week, we're watching The Incredibles.
Woo!
Bum, 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 bum. Instagram. For the show, real.in.in.podcast.
Mm.
Tanner, you can follow him at Tanner Reckledge or Tanner Joseph. Which one is it?
Tanner Reckledge. I forgot to do that. I forgot to message that guy.
You didn't do it.
I'll do it literally after we stop recording.
Yeah.
At Tanner Reckledge, at Talk Time with Tandrew, and at Elastigirl. All right. Let's do them a favor
and
keep
it real.